From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. I'd like to say a special thank you to all of our listeners who take time to write and to call us. If you wish to contact me at any time with any question or query or for free literature, I would be delighted to help you and assist you in that matter. In a few minutes we'll be turning to John chapter 11. First, here's Mildred Rainey singing Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary.
Days are filled with trouble and care. Hearts are lonely and
Thank you.
reading from John chapter 11, we're beginning at the verse 28. And when she had so said, she went her way, and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary that she arose up hastily, and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Jesus was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And they said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Amen. May God bless his word to our hearts. There was a family which the Lord Jesus Christ had a special relationship with whilst he was upon this earth. It was a family that consisted of two unmarried sisters and an unmarried brother. They were called Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. They were a family who devoted themselves greatly to the Lord Jesus Christ and showed him and his disciples exceptional kindness. They lived in the little village of Bethany, not far from Jerusalem, the capital city. The Lord Jesus Christ was quite some distance away when he received a message, Lazarus is very sick. He did not answer the call. He waited some time and then he left. But when he arrived at Bethany, Lazarus had died. Mary and Martha were completely shattered. Their lives were devastated. There was one thing they couldn't understand. Why had the Lord not healed their brother? Mary and Martha were very different people. They coped with their bereavement in different ways. Martha was the active, bustling type. She coped with her grief by meeting the people. And therefore she was the first to hear, Jesus is coming. And she went out to see Jesus. Jesus inquired after Mary, so she sent the message back to Mary, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Mary had remained still in the house. She hadn't spoken to anyone, it seems. She was a quiet, retiring person, and she was full of lonely grief, weeping constantly. There were folks in the house comforting her. They were concerned for her. When she went out of the house very quickly, they thought she had gone to the grave to weep there. But no, she had gone to Jesus. It is the encounter that grief-stricken Mary had with the Saviour that I'd like to think about for a few minutes this afternoon. Firstly, please consider Mary and her broken heart. Mary was a woman of exceptional faith, a woman who loved the Lord dearly. And I am absolutely convinced that she never really believed that Lazarus would die. She fully expected the Lord to raise her brother from his illness. That's what she anticipated. But it didn't happen. Her hopes were shattered. She didn't know where to turn. She was in this low valley of despondency. She had lost Lazarus. Have you been in a situation in life where disappointment has come and overwhelmed you like a great wave? You did not expect it, you did not anticipate it, and yet it happened. And you don't know where to turn. This was Mary's situation. Secondly, Mary heard a calling Saviour. It is most beautiful the way in which Martha returned to the home and said, The Master is come and calleth for you. Jesus is interested in you, Mary. He cares about you. He's inquiring after you. He has come to the district. The calling Saviour. The Saviour came looking for Mary, you see. The Saviour is the one who comes looking for sinners. He cares for you. He's calling you. Your life may be devastated. You may feel weak and weary. But there's a Saviour who cares. There's one who has taken all your sorrows. There's one who has taken all your burdens. There's one who has taken all your sins. And because of that, He's calling you. He's calling you to come to Himself. He's calling you to leave your sin. He's calling you to leave this world. He's calling you to embrace Him as Saviour. He's calling you because He loves you and because He cares for you. And He offers you riches that are far greater than the treasures of this world. For He offers you eternal life. He offers you peace with God. The Master has come today. He has come to the cross. And now He has come to your ears through the word that I'm presenting to you. And He's speaking to you. He's saying, will you not come unto me? All ye that labour under heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thirdly, Mary took herself to the Saviour. The 29th verse records that as soon as she heard Christ was seeking for her, she arose quickly and came unto him. Although she had been gravely disappointed, she still knew that her hope rested upon Christ and upon him alone. No doubt her eyes were red with tears. No doubt her face was marked by those tears that had been streaming down her face. No doubt her hair was dishevelled, but she didn't care about the way she looked. Jesus was there and she must go to him, and so she arose quickly. That's what you need to do. You need to come to the Lord. Come today, come now. As she came, she reverenced the Lord. She fell down before him. You need to accept that the Lord alone can save you, that he is the Prince of Glory, that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he's the Saviour of men. You need a sense of reverence. But as she came and she bowed down before the Lord, she said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. She brought her burden to the Lord. And I like that. She came as she was. And that's how you become a Christian. You don't become a Christian by sorting your life out first and then saying, Lord, I'm good enough now. You can't do it that way because you'll never be good enough. You come to the Lord with your burdens as you are, just as I am, without one plea. And that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Will you not come as you are today? Your sins, your burdens, your disappointments, bring it all to the Lord. And I'll tell you something. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Fourthly, Mary experienced the compassion of the Saviour. The Lord noticed that Mary was weeping. We are told that he groaned within himself. He was troubled. And then he asked a very personal question. Where's the grave? Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, the people that were with Mary, Lord, come and see. And as Christ went to the tomb of Lazarus, we are told that Jesus wept. Jesus loved Mary, you see. He wept with her. She was devastated. He mourned as well. Whenever you come to a knowledge of the Saviour, you discover one who becomes a lifelong companion. One who becomes the greatest friend you could ever wish for. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and Jesus Christ is that friend. He's that one who will never leave you nor forsake you. He's that one who will weep with you when you weep. He's that one who will comfort you when you're troubled. Oh, you're without him today. Will you not come and meet this blessed Saviour? Of course, the sequel to the story is that the Saviour did something that Mary never envisaged. He called Lazarus forth from the dead, and the dead man lived again. Because Christ, you see, is the resurrection and the life. He gives us hope beyond this life. He gives us hope for eternity. When we're trusting him, we're assured that one day these bodies will rise again if they die before the second coming, and so we shall be forever with the Lord. Is he your Saviour? Have you come to him? Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.